We need to talk. I mean, hi. We need to talk. It's not bad. It's not. It's just. Well, you've been wanting to have this talk. You've been wanting to define our relationship. I don't know why I said it like that. It's not that I'm panicking. I don't panic. I'm panicking. It's not you. It's me. It's not you. It's your ex-girlfriend. Bum. Okay, so I can explain everything. I just don't want to. And my voice just broke a little bit there because this is, I've been lying to you. Not lying with a capital L, but lying with a little tiny L. Just a tiny little L. Maybe a medium L in bold. I'm just taking my time because that is what I do. I'm a snail girl. We take our time and that is. This is awkward. And also, there is a strong chance that you might dump me. No, you might. You absolutely are not in love with me. Please. Oh no, don't say it again. Don't say it. Oh, you said it. That's not good. I mean, that's really good. That's so good. I love you too. No, that's so unprofessional. Unprofessional? Who said unprofessional? Professional. Okay, so, I was going to talk to you. I was going to tell you. I was working up to it. I take my time, but you ran into your ex-girlfriend and she was surprised that you were still alive. And, that's why she was so off. Of course, you didn't know that she was surprised that you were still alive, but I did because I love you. I love you. I love you. That's why. And okay, so, this is really awkward because this is not something I do. I don't do this. I don't fall in love with the target. So, I love you. And it's important that you remember that. I love you. And I didn't kill you. I have not killed you, and I was technically hired to kill you. To kill you. Are you laughing? Are you laughing? That's good. That's good. That's good. Only I'm not joking. I'm serious. It's a thing. I'm actually not a reporter. So that isn't true. I lied, and. And I'm really sorry about that. It's just, I wasn't counting on you being so... That. You are so you. And I wasn't counting on that. I was doing, you know, a bit of recon. And, well, you just walked right into me. I don't know how you ran into me because I move really slowly. Really, really, really slowly because I'm a snail girl. But you did. No, the whole moving slowly is. I'll get to that. I'll get to that. So, I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't ready for you. I was watching, and then suddenly, bang! There you were, and up close, you're really. So, I wasn't about to say dreamy. That's the problem. This is a problem for me. You are just awful for my professional conduct. I am a professional assassin. That's the first time I've said that word around you. You didn't flinch, which is good. That's great. And you're not having a panic attack. And I normally give people panic attacks. So I'm an assassin. I'm a snail girl assassin. No, I'm pretty sure I'm the only snail girl assassin. I'm in a pretty niche corner of the market. Well, so what you need to know is I love you. I do love you. I love you so much, but I didn't want to, and I wasn't planning on it, and I was actually quite annoyed about it for some time because you are just disarming. Of course, you couldn't actually disarm me because oh no, I don't have any guns. Or knives, or rocket launchers, or throwing stars. Well, I have a few. I have a lot. I have a whole... There's stuff in my shell. In my shower. Well, where else am I going to put it? Well, as locations go, it's pretty secure. I mean, I don't live in my shell. I have an apartment, which you've seen. You should not see my apartment. You're my target, and I have shown you my apartment. That's a problem. Oh no, I don't have anything on me now. I just have my travel armory, which is basically my normal armory. It's just No, I'm not going to kill you. I'm absolutely not going to kill you. Not anymore. No, this is awkward. This is not the good bit. The good bit is I love you. The bad bit is I was totally going to kill you because that's kind of what I do. Yes. Yes, I kill people. I kill people. Well, I did kill people. I don't kill them anymore because I'm sort of semi-retired because I don't... Well, this... see... In the world of assassins, not completing a contract is not great. You are your reputation, and if you break a contract, well, you don't have a reputation, and I haven't killed you. No. It's not I haven't killed you yet. It's I haven't killed you, full stop. Full stop. Full stop. Big full stop. Bold. Underlined. Full stop. When I was an active assassin, your reaction would have been very insulting, just so grossly insulting, and I probably would have killed you, which is good, because you were my target. Not good, but understandable. It's just as a professional assassin, and I was so professional, but now I'm not professional because I fell in love with the target. That's not what you're meant to do. You're meant to kill the target. Not I'm going to kill. I'm just going to stop saying that I'm going to... Just move along. Just move along slowly because I am a snail girl, and that's the point. What was the point? I'm sorry, it's just I am really panicking and I'm not used to that. I don't panic, but it's about you and I am. I'm just so in love with you. I'm so in love with you. So in love. And I don't want to lose you, but I'm probably going to lose you because I just confessed that I'm an assassin, that I was hired by your ex-girlfriend to kill you. So, before you, your reaction, the disbelief, the laughing would have been a death sentence because assassin. But now it's I'm not angry. I am relieved. I have changed so much since I've been with you. You have changed me, and that you believe that I couldn't kill you, that I couldn't kill anyone, though I have killed a few people, not many. Don't ask. No, really, really don't ask, because it's in the past. It's all in the past. Although, if anyone tries to hurt you, I will kill them. Ah, see, I was wondering when you were going to get to the whole, you're a snail girl, how did you kill people? So here is the thing. Ordinarily, when someone wants someone dead, they want it quick and quiet and just very efficient. But sometimes you don't want that. Sometimes you want someone to suffer, really suffer. You want someone to just have this creeping dread, knowing that death is coming. It's coming. It's coming. It is coming. It's just taking its time. It's taking its time because it's a snail girl that's coming to kill you. But that snail girl is determined. And that snail girl never gives up. So you know that it's coming. And that affects you. That undoes you. It's psychological torture. That is what I did. I know that doesn't sound like me. It doesn't sound like me, apart from the determination and the being slow, because that is very me. But the whole... This is what I'm saying. You've changed me. Being with you has... It's changed the way I see the world, because I used to be so bitter. I used to be so dark and twisted and bitter because I was bullied a lot. Not that that's an excuse. It's not an excuse. It's just a mitigating circumstance. It's just... Being a snail girl is difficult because you're slow. You can't help it. And the world moves so quickly and you can't keep up. But you don't give up. You never, ever give up. And that made me the person that I was, but not the person that I am, because you have made me the person that I am, because I am not a killer anymore. Unless someone comes for you, and they probably will, because your ex-girlfriend, well, she knows that you're not dead. and I had been stalling because I didn't want to have this conversation. I didn't want to have this conversation because it's a difficult conversation to have, telling you that I am an assassin that was hired to kill you, and it's so unpleasant. It's so unpleasant. What I used to do was so unpleasant. And she hired me to do that to you, to just ruin your life and then take it. It's not nice. It's niche. It's very, very niche, and it's vindictive and cruel, and I mean, I'm not surprised that she hired me. Because she is vindictive and cruel and just the worst, the absolute worst. And I honestly don't know what you ever saw in her, but how anyone could want to kill you, I just don't understand that. I don't understand that. And for the last year, I've been so happy. I've been so, so happy. And I wasn't meant to be, because I've never been happy. I've always been bitter and hurt. Because that bitterness and that hard shell, not this hard shell, not the shell of my shell / armory case. No, I don't have any explosives. I have a few types of explosives. Well, you never know when you might need to blow something up. But that hard shell was just for protection, because I was always hurting because I was so lonely and damaged. Like a giant had just crushed me under their foot. And I never had any control because I was always left behind. So this is how I got control, but it wasn't what I wanted, and I wasn't happy, because I'm not a killer. I convinced myself that there's a reason I'm in counselling. It's a lot. Counselling. That's where I go on a Wednesday and a Friday. Yeah, I don't actually go and get a shell polish, because that's not actually a thing. It's not actually a thing. Still, girls don't need to get their shells polished because they're just naturally shiny. And I've done a lot of work on myself this past year. I mean, yes, I still have the armory, but that's more because it's a collection of weapons. And I was worried that she might send someone else after you. But I've been stalling. I was stalling because I take my time. That's the whole point. Creeping dread, knowing that I'm coming after you and that I will never give up. But when she ran into you, when she saw that you were breathing and gorgeous and just so you, she knows. And she gave me an ultimatum. She said that either I kill you and make it hurt, or she's going to put the contract out to tender. And, well, I'm not killing you because I love you, although I know we're going to have to, How are you okay with this? No, you're not okay with this. You aren't. I was going to kill you. I was going to kill you. I was going to kill you. But I didn't. No, don't be nice to me. I don't deserve nice. I was going to kill you. I was going to kill you. I mean, I never really got that far. I was just scouting you out, and then I fell in love with you, and then. But it doesn't mean that I wouldn't have. I would have never have killed you. I would never kill you. I couldn't. Because I love you. But because I didn't, other people will try, and that is not happening. I just needed to tell you because I'm going to protect you. And I know it's going to be exciting. Exciting. Did you just say it's going to be exciting? It's going to be cool. What's going to be cool? So what? Sorry, are you? No, I'm imagining it. I mean, I'm not imagining it. You're. just give me a moment. I'm processing the you like this. You think it's hot. You think it's hot. You grenade launcher. Of course I got a grenade launcher. You really like this. How are you so perfect? You're so perfect, and I'm going to protect you. I'm going to protect you with everything I have in my arsenal. And it's a lot. Now, obviously, we don't know who's coming after you. We don't know who's going to take the contract. Knowing your ex-girlfriend, and I do know her because I have a file, because I knew this was going to happen. I knew that she would eventually find out. So I have a plan, and that plan is I'm slow. I'm a snail girl. I'm slow. They might not be slow, though. There might be another snail girl assassin, though I seriously doubt it. But, I mean, I could probably take them hand to hand, but the others, no. So, I've made a few alterations to the apartment, a defense system, and I've got a lot of ranged weapons. So, we'll know that they're coming, and we'll pick them off, or blow them up, or set them on fire, or burn them with acid. I made a lot of additions to the apartment, just so many additions. This place is packed with firepower, and this is doing it for you, and that is really hot. So hot. So, that's it, really. That's what I wanted to say, and I was scared. And you said that you love me, and I feel that we should talk about that. But I think maybe you should go into the panic room. Panic room. It's behind the bookcase. Just yeah. Which book? So I'm thinking tactics and strategy, and I'm going to use a flamethrower. That's going to be so cool. Flamethrower. It's new. I got it specially. Okay, so what you want to do is just pull that book and that book and that book. Yep, then you get the palm reader, then the eye reader. And then you need to say the special phrase. What's the special phrase? Your shell looks so shiny. Shut up. I just like it when you say that. And there we go. It's open. You go in there, and I'm going to take care of all these bastards who think that they can kill the one I love. What? Why are you taking a picture of me? Is it the guns? Is it the knife? Is it the thing? Thrower? You really do like this. We're perfect for each other. Now get in there. I've got work to do. I am no longer retired. And I am coming out of my shell. What? No, you weren't meant to be around for the catchphrase. It's not a catchphrase. It is sort of a catchphrase. I thought it was cool. It is cool. I'm coming out of my shell. And I have a gun. I have two guns. I have four guns and a flamethrower and a lot of knives. And throwing stars. And this, which I'm not actually sure what it is, but it should be very explosive. Now get in. Get it? No, you can take more pictures later. Just get in the panic room. Because I'm... No, I'm not going to say it again. I'm not going to... I'll say it later. Just get in the... Thank you. Yay. Okay. Let's get toasty. Does that work as a catchphrase for my... Sergey! I shouldn't be surprised. She would send the best, and you are the best. Well, second best. I always knew this moment would come. I always knew that it would be Penguin against Snail Girl. What are you doing? Oh, you're helping out. You're helping out. Oh, okay. No, I didn't have anything rehearsed. It's just... Well, maybe a bit. Thanks for coming round. Well, I didn't want to tell you. It's embarrassing. I fell in love with the target. Yeah, I know. But they're really, really lovable. And oh, you're going to love them. You're going to love them. It'll be fine. Okay. How many are coming? How many? I'm going to need more guns. Oh, more guns. Thank you. Oh, are these new? Ooh, very nice. Very easy to grip. Is it because you've got flippers? It's because you've got flippers. That's a very, very thought out design. That's brilliant. You're very good. Are we friends? Does that mean that we're friends? Of course it does. We've always been friends. Okay.
I'm gonna run.
Sorry, it's just I didn't know we were friends. What? How was I meant to know? Okay. Yes, I'm sorry. I am sorry. No need to pick. I'm not good with people or penguins. But do you know what I am good with? Guns. Let's get toasty. I definitely need a new catchphrase.